Hey,
let's have imagination time. So we can just pretend. It's always fun to pretend. You know, you do that sometimes. Yeah. If there's a big lottery jackpot, you say, all right, what would you buy if you had all the money? No, I'm not doing that one today because there's no reason. But there's a story in the news that made me think of if you could have any fictional car. Okay. So a car from a movie or a comic book or a TV show, and that could be your car. Which car would it be? And you don't get to say the Batmobile because it's just too obvious as an answer. Mm-hmm. So you take the Batmobile out of the equation, and then we have a discussion about the rest of the cars. And the car that I saw in the news, Monica, it might be your car.
Okay, because I have two that
come to mind. What's yours that comes to mind? What do you want?
I'm thinking, I don't know what it's called, but it's from Mad Max.
My friends, is the story.
Are you for real?
Wow.
I knew it. I knew it.
But I wanted the one where the guy was playing a guitar, playing the,
with the fire guitar.
Yeah, with the fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, from the second one.
The flames. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, there's a car in England. The guy tricked it out and cops got called because it looks like it has a machine gun turret on the top of it.
Oh,
but
wow,
it is.
Dang, you can't do that.
Insane Mad Max crazy car with like skulls on the side of it.
The one from like Fury Road.
I want that. Or from the game, was it Twisted Metal?
Twisted Metal.
Yes, yeah, like the video games. Yeah.
Like the clown car.
The ice cream van and all that. God. Yeah.
People would poop their pants if they saw that.
With the big head on top.
Yeah.
I had a feeling, Antoine, that Monica's dream car was going to be
funny.
The car of everybody else's nightmare, where she gets to drive around in the Mad Max car.
Sounds
if you want to participate in this conversation, feel free. 52353. It's imagination time. Mm-hmm. We're washing away real life because it's far too painful. So we're talking about regular life. So we're talking about imaginary life instead. Antoine, which car would you like to have?
I went through a couple, but I think I settled on Kit.
Ooh.
From Knight Rider.
Because I have written right here, any car but Kit, not Kit.
You don't want Kit.
I believe that is the wrong answer.
I like Kit because I like that conversation. In my head, it's like having like a GPS or a personal assistant in your car. We can just talk and they don't have emotion, so it's not going to be like arguments and stuff.
No, see, I would go for like Bumblebee or something then.
Because Bumblebee may decide to become Bumblebee while I'm in the car.
Yeah, we're walking a fine line. Like, Monica, what happens if you got Bumblebee and then Bumblebee starts getting feelings for you and that's real uncomfortable?
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Weird.
I don't want that.
And you just want to go to the grocery store and Bumblebee's all, hey, Monica, I texted you last night and you didn't call
me back. Well, he can't really speak anyway, so I'll just turn him off. He's kind of broken.
He speaks in music.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Antoine, I think it's a terrible idea.
Why is that?
Kit as your car. Because you got this talking car. It's like riding with your mom all the time. Like always telling you what to do. Always watching you. Always.
I always loved Kit as a kid.
Probably judging what you put on the radio. Oh, you're gonna play that song, you know, and then you try to turn up the music to shut Kit up. And what are you doing? Turn it. I absolutely not.
All right. So, what car are you thinking?
James Bond car. It seems to come.
The
to
Aston
mind.
Martin.
James Bond.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Because that car, and then it had the little oil slicks and the smoke screens
that's
and all that
true.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's,
I want that. It's me, Zach. Jackson.
I don't know, because I pull up in my Mad Max at the stoplight.
I know. Now you guys are attacking each other with all your weapons and stuff.
And then there's Antoine is like, hey, which turn? Left turn?
Yeah. I'm like, Kit, do you see that?
Me and Monica, we're getting ready for the future. Meanwhile, Antoine's like, hey, what are you having for dinner tonight? Yeah. Well, I'm just having a pleasant conversation over here.
Good conversation.
I have no friends, so I talk to my car. I'm Antoine Terrell. 52353. I don't know why your voice has to transform.
I know it did.
I thought about the DeLorean. But I don't know if I could be trusted with a car that can go back in time from Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. I know that it was that one. That one's definitely up there too. 52353 if you would like to play along. It's your thing in the morning. If you are dealing with an insurance company, maybe you've been in a car accident, the Mad Max car shot you off the road. It's entirely possible if Monica ever gets her hands on that thing. Oh, can you imagine too, Antoine, if she had the DeLorean when it flew?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to imagine that.
You already said you want a flying car, right?
No,
you don't like flying cars.
No, because you're going to drive through your bedroom, and nobody wants that to happen.